Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a lot of things that started in an old way have come in a new way, but some things also get left behind. In fact, there's an entire list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 vintage manners that are now out of style. Let's take a look at our dear comrades behind the Iron Curtain in Mother Russia.
Oh, this will be fun.
In Russia, vodka is always drunk neat. Adding mixer, even ice, seen as polluting vodka's purity. The only exception, beer, when mixed with vodka, produces a drink called Yorsh. Also, offering someone a drink is sign of trust and friendship. Turning it down, very offensive. Also in Russia, you do not drink vodka. Vodka drink you.
Damn it. Thank you, VD.
Vodka and beer.
Vodka and beer. That's a nasty combination.
That's creative.
Right.
I would drink, what's it called? Horse, whatever it's called. Either, I'd drink it.
I mean, I still think that's the way Russians drink their vodka. But
beer?
No, just straight up. Or you'd mix it with something like beer. But like the Moscow Mule was invented, I want to say, in Ohio.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was not invented in Moscow, I promise you that.
No, that's literally why they named it that. They were trying to figure out a way to sell more
vodka.
Yeah, literally Smirnoff vodka. And the guy was like, his buddy's like, try this one. I got a bunch of ginger beer. And they're like, this is great. Like, it's vodka and Russian, Moscow Mule.
Yep. Yeah, boom. There we go. Vintage manners that are now going out of style. This one at the bottom of the list, Ted, I feel like you'd be the only one that would do this, but welcoming a new neighbor with food.
Oh, yeah.
We did have that happen when we first moved to Enumclaw. I remember that we did open the door one day to like a plate of cookies or something like that was on the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe they had knocked and we weren't there, but yeah, they had left it there for us with a nice note.
I have made you full of boards.
I usually leave something. If I move like into a new apartment building, I'm going to talk to the neighbors next to me and be like, here's a little treat. Here's my cell phone. Knock on my door if you have any issues.
Right.
Same thing with if you got a wall sharing, I try to be like, all right, let's introduce some let's know each other before.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just give them two Andy's mints on a little napkin.
There you go. And like you said, just give them a card with your cell phone number on it. Call me first, please.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have issues.
Referring to someone as honey or sweetie.
Yeah. I mean, is it your partner?
Maybe
no,
if that's
a name for your partner, you're like, I'm not going to come into work and go, what's up, honey?
Right. Well, some folks did. And I feel like you can tell the person.
In the South, they still do.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's typically women who are talking to men, not men talking to women, more so.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah. Oh, honey drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
I get it if it's an older woman talking to me, like you're saying, like that environment. But, like, when I'm just talking to a regular person, well, honey, blah, blah, it's like, don't say that to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call women dear all the time. And I always wonder when I do, is like, am I stepping over the line here?
No, I just call them Jugs.
I mean, it's old school.
Hey, Jugs. Right. Jugs. You know, get over here.
No, not you, you.
No, the other Jugs.
Yeah, the bigger
ones.
Yeah, Jugs.
No, the oil drums Jugs. Come on.
Oh, God. Vintage manners that are now out of style, asking inappropriate questions. Says no one would have considered you rude if you asked when someone was getting married or going to have children back in the day, as it were.
I don't even know how to approach that.
Right. Well,
I don't feel like I'm being inappropriate. You've been together for 7 years. Are you guys getting not when correct. Are you getting married? That's not how I'd phrase it, but you guys have plans to get married. And most of the people have asked that. They're like, we do or no. But it's never awkward.
I will say, you'll know as soon as you do it. It happened to me a few months ago. And like there was a bunch of couples around the same age and everybody's talking about having kids. So I just said to the one guy's wife, well, I was like, you guys still about having kids? Well, you should ask him. I was like, oh
damn.
This conversation has been had.
Right.
Were you like, oh?
Well, and there's that conversation.
I think I said, don't do it.
There's the conversation where folks can't have kids.
Sure, that's fine.
You know, and then it becomes a sensitive subject, and I understand. But also, it's topic of conversation. I'm making small talk. You guys are married. I'm going to ask if you're going
to
be having
kids. Right. You ask questions that apply to the relationship.
Right. You two have been together for 10 years. Are you guys going to tie the knot? And it's actually a legit question. Or are you guys just going to date forever?
Or are you guys being smart?
Right.
I mean, if you have a dog within like a year of marriage, I just assume that's a practice baby.
Yeah.
People say that. I'm like, bro, do not fool yourself into thinking that it is remotely. Because I hear people say that. And I'm like, I get the idea.
Right.
Can you coexist with a creature you have to sustain?
Exactly.
But it's, now, they're not.
Now turn your annoyance
man.
With it up to 10, and now you have a child.
Yeah, right. You're putting one down. This other one's getting an attitude. Right about the same time.
Commenting on someone's weight. I don't know if that was ever acceptable. However, it wasn't quite as frowned upon, you know, to say, oh, you put on a few pounds.
I mean, if it's your buddy, I feel like you can do it because you talk smack to each other. But if someone says, hey, looks like you've lost weight, you're looking good, I don't think that's mean. If it's the opposite of that, like, Jesus Christ, you water-retaining sea cow. No,
this is probably why I got a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, I would throw, if you're friends with somebody, that's normal run of conversation.
Sure.
They're going to make fun of your hairline, make fun of your weight, you name it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Your friends just, they dissect you.
The last family reunion that I was a part of, one of the comments that was made when I saw somebody for the first time in years was, oh, good to see you haven't skipped a meal.
Damn.
Jesus.
Wow.
Damn.
Jesus, God.
Nice to see you, Uncle.
The only thing I ever said, and I didn't say it to the kid, one, because he's an infant, but I told my son, that boy's got a big-ass head. My son couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, God. Parenting other people's kids. Again, these are vintage manners that are now out of style. While this behavior was acceptable in the past, nowadays parents are more inclined to respond with a this-is-none-of-your-business attitude.
Well, I mean, stranger, but I mean, like... If my kids bring kids over to the house,
the rules of the house, the rules of the house.
And my wife is Arlie Ermy, dude. She sits them all down. She explains exactly what is expected of them. More than that, and this is a pro move that I learned from her. She goes, oh, I know all of their middle names.
Nice.
Oh.
Because I heard her call one kid out. They were doing one of the, I don't know, over the headset computer thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I know who the kid is. He says something slightly off color. I'm sure it was funny, but I just heard my wife say all three of his names. And I'm like... Well, and it shut the kid up. You know, like, even, sorry. So you know his middle name? She's like, I know all their middle names. And she goes, I know all their middle names because I come to this home.
Nice work.
And if you're going to come to this home, I need to know their middle name. So when I have to lay all three names down, you know what I mean? I was like, that is a pro move, babe. That
is like, I don't think you'd, like, override a parent you're standing next to.
No.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Don't listen to your dad. Finish that soda.
I mean, hell, you don't even have to be a parent, right? But, like. If somebody's watching those kids, like, guess what? They're parenting your kid.
That's exactly it.
Right, right. Calling someone ma'am or sir. This is still standard practice in southern states, but still feels strange to someone from anywhere else.
Boy, I do it a lot.
Beat it in your head when you're young, man, and I've never gotten rid of it.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, look, nowadays, people in authority are younger than I am. It's a lot of them, but, like, I just, to me, it's like Catholic school. You still say, Yes, yeah, sir. No,
I just
sir.
Do. Exactly. And I hope no one would take it. Might be outdated. I'm not trying to be offensive, but don't take that.
I mean, hell, I do it when I get out of Ubers.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, sir. Exactly.
Right.
It's even to if be, it's a woman, it's Ted will say thank you, sir.
It's supposed to be the exact opposite. It's supposed to be a show of respect.
Right. But it makes people feel old for whatever reason, and I've never understood that.
If I'm older, because I will say this, there was a time where nobody called you sir or ma'am, and then you just hit a certain age, or your hair starts going back, and then without you announcing it, everyone says it.
Gotcha.
And the whole thing, because the truth is, not only are you getting old, it's starting to show. Right. It's okay.
Yeah. You now look old.
Yeah, or where you place it, too.
Sure.
If you start with it at the beginning of the sentence, you're irritated. Sir, I'm going to ask you one more time, right?
Or, man, you've been coming to this festival for a while, sir.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir, can I bum a cigarette? Are you old enough to smoke?
Oh. Game show hosts kissing female contestants.
Richard Dawson killed that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was the main. I don't remember.
That used to fire my grandfather up.
Really?
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, he'll kiss her right on the lips. That's that woman's. Her husband's standing right there, right beside her.
And Richard knows. She's dreaming of that.
And he just walked up and kissed her right on the lips. That's his wife.
I think your granddad was right. Stop kissing people.
Now he just kissed her. He just kissed his daughter on her lips in front of him.
calling instead of texting. Again, these are vintage manners that are now out of style. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but look, if it needs to just be a quick conversation, that's the convenience of texting.
Right.
I get pissed when you get like a 45 paragraph, you know, text. Like, dude, just call me.
I get you.
You know, the conversation's quicker, but if it's just like, hey, Ted, do you want to meet at so-and-so? We don't need to talk.
I'm driving. I see a text pop up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I will call the person.
There you go.
That's my rule. I will normally only call you for the most part if I am driving someplace.
Right.
I'm on my way or whatever the deal is because I'm not texting.
I think very slowly and I am a people pleaser. So if I am on the phone with somebody and they start just kind of barking at me, I will do everything in my power to make them happy, which gets me into trouble sometimes, which is why when some people try to call me, I just kind of let it go to voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then I will then text them so that I can think of what my response is going to be.
Yeah, depending on the situation. Like, I can't respond to you yet.
Right.
I'm still a little hot.
Exactly.
But I need my job.
I'm a little old school in that way. Like especially if it's something technical, like during the show, like, or like we're going to an event, like I will just call Mike. Like, I don't want to text this. I don't know. And then also, I have a limit with some friends where, like, if we're going to keep texting for 10 minutes, I'll just call.
Just call.
Right. Let's just go ahead and just talk with each other. Reading the newspaper. I still like doing it, but my wife makes fun of me for good reason that I will get a newspaper and it will sit on the table for a week before I actually get to read it.
Well, you know what? I think if you still want to have immediate
news, heard about this.
Get the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
You already know the daily news.
Right.
But the weekend edition typically has some longer features in it. They've got lifestyle. They got coupon sections. Yeah. The funnies are in there. So, like, if you want to go old school, just get the Sunday paper.
And there was a time, I don't know why. The wife did not buy it. I did not buy it. But the Sunday edition just kept on showing up at my door. Step for like
I honestly like the Sunday paper.
A year at this point, and it was great. I loved going out to walk the dog, and there's my papers.
My wife and I used to do the crossword puzzle. People made fun. We were talking about this when we were in Mexico, and I was like, God, you guys do crossword puzzles. So you're literally playing Wordle right now. You're on your phone playing Wordle. We're having this conversation. I'm like, yes, I played word games too.
Right. Anybody remember ashtrays at kids' parties?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember them everywhere.
I mean, look, man, if you did your kids' party at McDonald's, which was huge back in the day, was it Funland? Is that what they called it? Whatever the little...
Funland or Playland?
Playland. Either way, but, there's a ball pit, there's a slide, there's all this crap, and on every single table, there's a gold foil ashtray, and every parent was choking them down.
And number two on there is also smoking around others.
Yeah.
People weren't so sensitive about it back then.
Well, because it was just everywhere. I mean, it used to be you went to a restaurant and...
Smoking or non-smoking?
Not even that, man. There was... They didn't really ask. They would just say, initially, the non-smoking section is back there. And they'd point, and it'd be like four tables. But 25 tables were smoking section. Now, 5 years passes, it was about 50-50. Mm-hmm. And that's when they started asking, do you want smoking, non-smoking? Then it became, the smoking section is back there, which used to be non-smoking. It's like four tables. Now it's, you can smoke outside 20 feet away from our door.
Right.
I mean, that's the basic progression of how it went.
But then I remember sitting in bars in my early 20s when you could still smoke inside. And now it seems so...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
And but I'm a time, smoker, and I'm like, geez.
Yeah, at the time, it didn't seem that wild.
Do you guys enjoy doing it at the casino? Because I know that you can still do it in there. Does it fill you with joy that you can drink and smoke?
I'm in a place where if I'm going to sit at the slots or playing blackjack... Think about a casino is you're kind of there for the long haul.
Sure.
So it is nice to be able to smoke in there. And casinos are huge. Instead of having to walk, 400 feet outside.
Yeah, and the ventilation is unreal. I mean, half the time in Vegas, you see people smoking, but it doesn't strike you the same way.
Not at all.
Although I found a Muckleshoot, they do have a non-smoking area of the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that when two security guards, when I got there Sunday.
Sir!
I thought they're coming over to say what's up, because they both beeline for me, right? And they're like, sir. You can't smoke that in there. I'm like, for real, man? He goes, oh, no, you can smoke over there, over here, just not in this part.
Gotcha.
Like, they weren't mean about it. I said, man, I did not know this. Most people don't.
But then the number one vintage manor that is now out of style, and I kind of agree with this one, Unexpected Company.
Yes.
The idea of someone turning up with no warning can spark anxiety in some folks today, but 30 years ago, it was typical for a friend or neighbor to stop by for a quick chat without prior notice.
Absolutely.
And that is odd because... Back in that time, yeah.
Everything was impromptu.
It was.
You know what I mean? Like, the neighbor came over, and either they hung out for 10 minutes or your entire day changed. Well, we're going to do dinner over here. They're bringing their kids.
Right.
You know, everything was on the fly.
Were we just more lax back then?
Yeah, I think about everything.
Or did our lives just get too busy to where it's like, no, you can't come over right now?
Well, things were just more traditional back then. And I mean, the sense of you still had mom at home. Dad goes to work. Maybe mom also had a job. But, someone was always home. You had a landline phone. It's just...
And you weren't as connected.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like...
You were happy to see people when they came by. I have not just talked to you on Facebook.
On the flip side, I know people that have been together since high school. And they are married. They have children. They have everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two couples that I know back home. The biggest issue in their life, both of their parents live there. And they will come over unannounced and walk in the house at any time of the day. And it drives both parties nuts.
Yeah.
Sure.
Had this conversation like, you got to tell them to stop. We have told them to stop.
They're not going to come over and stop
I'm going to see my grandbaby or whatever the deal is.
Right. Just call me. Just let me know you're coming.
I already talked to your granddaughter. She knew I was coming over.
I mean, I think that's the same reason your grandmother always had little random packs of cookies and stuff because you never knew when guests were going to come by.
So that's very true.
We got to give them something.
Right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.